The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 18th of January, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Linda has just, she hit the wall last night at about 9 o'clock after about four straight weeks of work. So I said, Linda, would you just kind of just take it easy today, do a little sabbatical here. So she's doing that. But I'm here with Bad Bob. You know what? Good morning there, buddy.
And good morning.
What do we got here?
Hey, we got more of what we want. Showers this morning, steady rain in the afternoon hours, half an inch today. It'll continue, maybe some thunder showers showing up on Tuesday. And over the next couple of days, we could see, well, over the next week, we could see upwards of 8 to 10 inches of rain on the valley floor, bringing our reservoirs up. Shasta Lake rising about 1 foot per day for as long as this runoff lasts. Right now in Redding, we are at 47 degrees, and I'm showing 47, depending on where you look, could be in the low 50s. But right now, this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, our friends out there where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney there. A number of things they do for the veterans in our community and supporter things. We're going to talk about that. That and much more as the show goes on. But give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, we're going doing that. A lot of things happening. Today, of course, is Martin Luther King's celebration of his birthday. And why don't you play this clip here?
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Thank you, Rob. You know, yeah, you know, I think everybody has a dream like that. I don't know if it's happening right now. So much better than it used to be, but still so much, so far to go. And I'm going to probably, you know, this is a week of, we're going to have a week of really candidates this week, except for Wednesday. Today, of course, Julie Winter coming in running for Redding City Council. Tomorrow, the gentleman, Duff, who's running for Senator Boxer's seat now that she's retiring. Wednesday is the sheriff. He's a politician, but he's the sheriff. We don't usually talk politics. Thursday, Doug Wright's coming in to discuss what he's doing. And then Friday, Adam McElvain. And I look at it, and I look at the look at what President Obama said in his last State of the Union speech, that he had not drawn people together as much as he had wanted to. And there are, in fact, times that it seemed like his actions, though heartfelt, and I think they were heartfelt, did nothing but push us apart a
lot further.
If anything,
more polarizing.
Yeah, more polarizing, and, you know, taking sides when he should be above that. But wouldn't it be great if you could judge somebody by who they are and not what color they are or what religion they are, but by their character. Yeah. Maybe someday we'll get to that. I don't know if we're there yet. I think that people are being more aware of it, but it's still not over yet. So, anyway, a lot of things happened over this weekend. I want to talk just about one of them here. the community, the heroes of the community, soiree that went Saturday night at Wind River, and it was billed as a community hero, but also it was a fundraiser for Millie and Kathy from Classic Cafe. And can I tell you? Now you were there. You sat with us. Can I tell you I don't have to tell you what a huge success that was.
It was. Yeah.
You know, they were turning people away. They came here to get tickets, and it was just, they're sold out, totally sold out. And these two gentlemen said they couldn't get in, but they handed me a $100 bill and said, here, we want to help this way too. Other people who came in, DC and Tim and Tim's wife came in from, of course, our favorite barbershop over there at the Cypress Square Barbershop. And they had something else they were going to also. But they stopped by, and they could stay until, you know, just before it started. But he handed his tickets to me and said, here, make sure, you know, if somebody needs it. So they sold them again. So they sold those tickets twice. You know, it was such a turn of people coming out to help Millie and Kathy. And there is even more stuff. The guy from, I think it was, what did they say, Lumberjacks? I think it was Lumberjacks.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff's Cattle Company and Lumberjacks.
And Lumberjacks. He's going to help them with that stove. Now, this is what some people will say. Some people yesterday said to me, well, you know, nobody helped me when I had to move, or nobody helped me if I had to redo my kitchen. And I sat there and I thought, well, you know, that may be true, but you haven't spent the last 30-plus years of your life, at least that long, helping veterans, being there for veterans, volunteering every time you could, even when you didn't have the money, but volunteering your time and food and services to go out there and help the veterans, like Millie and Kathy have. This was veterans and, you know, friends of veterans and, you know, many others that turned and helped them when they needed it. They didn't ask for this. This was presented by Omega Mortgage, Vince Stevenson, Dr. Maria Salas, the guys from, you know, from there, and, you know, and other people coming in. You know what? Guess what? It wasn't all veterans. At our table, we had, of course, Bob and Brenda, and then we had Carol and Ted Ogilvy. Ted's a Marine, but I don't know how many times he's been to Classic Cafe. I don't know. You know, it's not like he probably goes in there, you know, once a month or, you know, once a year. But he was there to support it. But then you have Dr. And Mrs. Verhoog, Kelly and Norm Verhoog, and then Kelly's brother, Rocky, who is a police officer down in Anderson. They were there because Dr. Verhoog goes there. He gets hugs there. He says when he's in his office, they don't hug him. But down at Millie and Kathy's, he goes down and he gets hugged. Well, I think that's great. But see, here's that cross-section of people that came for these ladies, to support these ladies, to make sure that everything that they've done over the last 30-plus, maybe even 40-plus years, you know, they did it without wanting anything or requiring anything. And like the people they are, oh, you know what, we don't, you know what, you know, other people need more than this. I mean, you hear things like that from them.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I do not begrudge the veterans community stepping forward and giving back to these two ladies who have given tirelessly of their time and energy. Any veterans event that required food service, they were right there. And they, I doubt seriously if they made anything resembling a profit on any of those things. That's the kind of community we live in, is that we turn around and, I can think of innumerable fires and other events when people have been in desperate straits. The community has stepped forward and said, we're here to help. Are there going to be people who grumble and say, well, I didn't get mine when it was my problem? Oh, well, you know.
And there will be. But you know what? I didn't say anything because, you know, these other people were good people. It seemed like it was kind of strange that, you know. You know what the question, thought was? Well, I think maybe they got too much. I thought you got too
Seriously.
Much. Well, you know, they had, you know, all those people were there, and then they had people in those auctions and all that. So, you know, those, the dinner still had to be paid for, and you know, those kind of things.
Now, that of you know,
I mean, everybody
those people
donated
from
stuff.
Wind River need to be paid.
Yeah, the people Wind River need to be paid. I mean, the food was good. I mean, it was there. They provided the service, so they had to be paid. So I mean, it's not like every dollar went to them, but every dollar that possible went to them. And gee, it was a success. Why was it a success? Because of them. Because of them. You know, people wanted to come out and help them. They also recognized, of course, Bob Brannon from the Redding City Police Department and Community Service Officer. This guy is just outstanding. I can't say enough about him. The one that picks up the tons.
Oh, my God.
The tons of garbage and cleans up after these homeless camps. Make sure the graffiti is sprayed off. He could have retired 4 years ago. The man is still out there doing a great, 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 great job. Yeah, and then the police dogs over from Anderson that was there. I tell you what, he went by our table and he alerted on you, Bob. I wasn't quite sure what that meant. What did it mean when he stuck his nose into that, you know, into your pocket there? What were you holding? What, were you putting roast beef in your pocket? What? And then he goes back and he goes up, and the next person he alerts on is, I'm not exactly sure why, but it was Vince Stevenson. I mean, he was right there and Vince Stevenson looking at him, and he kept looking at him the rest of the evening.
Last thing you want is that dog looking at you. That had to be 150 pounds of muscle.
And then he turned around and he looked at the audience. And you could just see it. He was thinking, oh, somebody out here is carrying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody out here smells a little weedy. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Well, I've got Blueprint for Safety. You've got a lot of things we want to talk about. Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That went in. The debate. Did you know there was a Democratic debate last night?
There was,
yes. I think they did it during the halftime of the football game. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Company, Northern Lights. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy Kerosene Heaters and On-Demand Hot Water Heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day. So check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. Good morning. Monday morning at 7:21 in the morning.
Sure, play some mean pinball.
50 degrees out there. It's not going to get much warmer today, and it's going to be raining. Is that right, Bob? Somebody asked, how much rain have we had for, it just seemed like there's a lot.
Well, the season officially starts in Redding July 1st of each year, and since that time, we've gotten 17.5 inches, well above the previous year, and most of that in the last 45 days.
They said it's the rainiest, January that we've ever had up there. And we're going to get more and more and more. You know, frankly, we need it. We need to soak it into the ground. We need snowpack. They said something like 6-8 feet came in last week up in the Sierras.
It could rain biblically, and it wouldn't be enough to refill that lake. But as close as we can.
We got trucks running. We had trucks running to Salt Lake City last week and going back out today. And while there's snow, knock on wood, and I'm sure there's wood around here someplace. There, knock on wood, that he's not having to put chains on and do that, because that is just is very difficult on an 18-wheeler there. Okay, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our ability to sleep. That's right on Sleep Number. You know, right now, that Sleep Number has one of the best sales on. For the best sleep of your life, you can not only get the Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology, they're all starting at under $1,100. That's right, starting for under $1,100. And let me tell you, Sleep Number. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was 45. I've had it at 45. Sometimes I go up to 50, sometimes 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, sometimes 45. And it's the best sleep we've ever had. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be talking about it. It's been a couple years, and we're still it just doesn't get any better than that. I mean, you have the technology that's rated number one by Consumer Report, first of all, and then you can stay there, you can adjust that mattress. You know, they've got the mattresses too, so you can actually raise yourself up in the bed. And we don't have that model. We could have, but we didn't have that model. And, you know, like one of you wants to sit up and read and the other one's sleeping, or, you know, actually the snore control. If they're snoring, you gotta lift them up a little bit, help them stop the snoring. That, and then the Sleep IQ technology that's available that tells you that, hey, we might want to drop your settings, or you might want to increase your settings, or there's other ideas. All of this is Sleep Number. I can't tell you, we talk about it. Health, about your health, it's diet, exercise, and sleep. Well, if you got to get them all going, and you're going to live to be, that 103-year-old Marine that shows up every year at the Marine Corps Ball, be that old. All right, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to the Sleep Number store. Go down and see Brian and Janice, and I guarantee you will have an experience of your life. 17 inches of rain you're talking about. You know, at some point, the river's going to rise. I haven't seen that yet. Have you seen that yet? The river has not risen.
Well, they finally cut back on releases from Keswick in order to force it. Apparently, there's some formula that has to do with a fish. Some fish somewhere. That a certain amount of water needs to flow down the river.
Prehistoric fishes. Yeah. Prehistoric fish.
Now that there's lots of runoff that is pushing water downstream, we can hold back what's happening at Shasta Dam, and it's coming up, like I said, about a foot per day.
See where they found that 7-foot sturgeon?
How about that?
7-foot sturgeon. Somebody was, they were out bass fishing, having a bad day, but they saw something look like floating over there by the shoreline, and he went over there. It was like 3 feet of fish, and there was more, and they took a photo of him. He said it was fresh. He said, I wouldn't be touching it if it wasn't. But he was holding it up. He's 6 feet tall, right around 6 feet tall, and 200 pounds. And this sturgeon that he was holding up kind of dwarfed them. What they're saying, something that big could have been 100 years old. But
oh yeah,
but he's and probably could have died of old age. You know, of course, you know, he just dropped it back and it sunk back down there. But they planted sturgeon, I guess, what, 40 years ago?
Right, and they cannot spawn because they, whatever, I don't know the exact biology of the white sturgeon, but these
because they can't get to their spawning grounds,
right, right,
because they're landlocked there.
So these all these fish are at least 50 some years old, and they get pretty darn hefty. there's stories of some real big ones coming up out of that water. Now, once they've reached a certain size, you're not allowed to catch them.
Well, you've got to catch them between 45 inches and 56 inches.
Yeah.
And all the ones they've got in there now are bigger than that.
Yeah.
So, and people still catch them, and they tow the, you know, tows the boat around the lake and all that. Well, that's kind of cool. I don't know why. I mean, sturgeon, I mean, what's it taste like?
Actually, it's supposed to be quite tasty.
Is it? Like an old, tastes like old fish now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, ever heard of the term warrior princess?
I was in love with that woman.
Xena. Warrior princess. Yesterday, I saw 200 warrior brides. Yeah, warrior brides. No, these aren't, what they call them, bridezillas? No, that's not what it was. Yesterday
they
was...
They didn't have brass braziers or anything.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Okay.
These really nice ladies. Yesterday was a bridal guide wedding show out at Simpson, and there was about 200 brides coming through there. Of course, it wasn't just 200 brides. It was 200 brides with mothers and fiancés and just all types of people coming along with them. It was a great show. The vendors were there, and they said, you get concerned because of the weather in the playoffs. Well, as it turns out, that's why I call them warrior brides. They came out in the rain, signed up, and came in, and they were ready. People were getting more contacts than they'd ever had because these girls were serious. And I was talking to different vendors, and like people like some of the DJs. And he says it's funny. They all want to get married on the same weekend. So you tell people you need to sign up now for that weekend, even if it's, 14, 15 months away, because you're not going to get a DJ. And especially if they have to travel or something like that. And then the photography and they had a fashion show there yesterday that was just a knockout with tuxedos and bridal gowns and all those things. It was really interesting. Anyway, thanks to everybody that was in that show and for the brides. My gosh, I mean, one of them came in and she had a checklist and she went through the whole show. Great food there, so many good vendors. We talked about this, Bob, and about the Democrats had a debate. They picked a three-day weekend. Mm-hmm. They picked a three-day weekend to have a debate and the playoffs. So I'm not exactly sure when the debate was. I don't know if it was in between Denver coming back to beat Pittsburgh. I'm not sure if it was after that, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it looks like Bernie did really well again. You know, Bernie's leading in Iowa. He's solidly ahead in New Hampshire because I know he's up from that area. And wouldn't this be so embarrassing to the Clinton camp? The first time she gets knocked off by a guy that couldn't spell government. And the second time, she gets knocked off by a guy that was there for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, come on. And so they talked about Bill. And he, you know what? He has a comment about Bill. He's not, that's not anything to do with him. No. He said Bill Clinton's conduct is deplorable. Deplorable. And you know what? I think that's not even strong enough.
Yeah.
Disgusting. And the fact is, his personal conduct is that if he was able to, keep the keep the government going, and he did some things that at least he was able to work with the other party and try to find a way that they could move things forward like that. But he was, his conduct was disgusting, and it probably still is. You know, when you think about it, you hear these stories, where he was really coming on strong to an intern in one of the TV stations, and just lately. So I don't know, but that's, you know, you're always going to hear that. You can't, you know, no smoking guns or no blue dresses, we might put it in there. Anyway, but they said Sanders, you know, Sanders had some good things. You know, of course, Hillary keeps talking about you know, Sanders is going to, you know, NRA supports him. Well, the NRA probably would support him before they support you, Hillary. But as far as that goes, and then she talks about, he's talking about a single-payer medical care system because it's the right of everybody that lives in the United States to have,
you know,
medical care.
He's a nutty socialist, but he's an honest nutty socialist. I'll take, you know, when push comes to shove, I'll take the devil I can figure out.
You know what? He tells the truth. And I think that appeals to a lot of people. And I think people realize just what Hillary Clinton is that she will say anything or do anything to get elected. It's just, in my opinion, just like most politicians. 7:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends out at Northern Firearms Instruction. Another day where they had another 40 people out on the range getting that concealed carry license. And that 40 people is broken down, of course, into five or six different ranges. So it's not like you've got 40 people shooting. No, the most you ever have on a range is eight to ten. With instructors there. But Lighty's been doing this. He can put them into a larger classroom and break them down into small groups. Everybody seems to like that, and it seems to be working great. Provides some of the most complete CCW training in Northern California, Northern Firearms Instruction. That's all they do. They train people on how to use firearms, whether it's hunting, if it's safety, just intro to pistol or a concealed carry or an advanced concealed carry class. All this Northern Firearms Instruction. And they will provide a weapon for you, too. A pistol and ammunition. Register online at readyccw.com or call them 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot led us on sabbatical this morning. 25 minutes until 8 o'clock. We're going to announce today, talking about the Bridal Guide Show, the winner of the honeymoon cruise and the Disney tickets that were given out there yesterday. They were drawn for last night, and Don Schumann's going to give us a call this morning at 8 o'clock, 8:05, to tell us who won the tickets, and we will give them a phone call. So, Bob, when he comes in, make sure that when he gives out who it is that we get the phone number for those two people, because in case that they're not listening right now, we will give them a call later on in the show. 25 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 18th of January, 52 degrees out there, going up to 52 degrees today. It may go up a degree or two, but it's going to be raining, possible thunderstorms. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Gosh, you know, Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated. Father, son there are running and owning the store, a full-size deli shop. Breakfast, lunch, over 1,000 drinks, including 250 different kinds of beers. And you know what? If you're looking for that special beer, you're having yourself a little Super Bowl party or, you know, playoffs, why don't you go down there and find beers that nobody's ever had before? And the way you do it is just go down to Mighty Fine Foods. He's got a six-pack or a 12-pack or whatever of all different types, any kind of beer you can possibly imagine down there at Mighty Fine Foods. Now, you know, and any type of party material. It's the world's largest convenience store or the smallest, you know, shopping center right there. Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. Great people. Can't beat them. Locally owned.
Carl, another sad day. Those of us who grew up with the print media, as another famous magazine folds into the pages of history, after 50 years of publication, Penthouse magazine is ceasing its print edition, following Playboy into the mists of the past.
Well, Playboy is still out. They're no longer doing nudes.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, they started it. I mean,
I only read it for the articles.
Yeah, well, of course, another lie that came out of the lips of men. But Penthouse, okay, Penthouse became, they showed everything, a lot of everything, and it was kind of like almost a porn. Of course, you know, it depends what your definition of porn is.
Pretty mild by today.
But then they went back to not having nudes first. Did you know? So years ago, I didn't even know you could still buy them. I thought they'd been off the stands for years. Because the only place you see them, are they under the counter at 7-Eleven?
That's an old joke.
Oh, okay. Because you don't see them anymore. I mean, you sometimes in the I tell you what, the only place that I see Playboys for sale, anything like that. Not even in the magazine stores is, in airports at the very top behind this kind of like a half of, so you can't see the thing and it's, in the plastic. Up at like airports for guys that are traveling. I'm thinking, well, you're going to sit there and open it up on the plane and start reading it?
Yeah, not exactly.
Not exactly. Okay. Hey, speaking of somebody else that's going out of business, you ready for this? You remember Al Gore? Okay, he's still around. Inconvenient
Sadly.
Truths, or should say Inconvenient Truths with a lot of spin on it. He sold his, remember, he sold his cable TV station. He could have sold it to Beck. He chose not to. Instead, he sold it to the government of UAE, who put Al Jazeera on the TV in the cable channels. I don't know if you've ever watched Al Jazeera. I haven't. And it appears that nobody else did either, because in April, Al Jazeera is going off the air. They have I shouldn't say no, but they have a very, very, very low watching. Very low audience. Not very many people at all. And the funny thing is you know, I still stay in touch with high school, you know, on Facebook. You know, we have our high school group. And one of the girls there said, and she's my age, obviously, and she says, oh, I get my news here. I got it from Al Jazeera. And I started writing this paragraph. I went, Al Jazeera, you get your news from Al Jazeera. And I've got halfway through it, and I just deleted it all. I said, you know what? What am I going to say? You get your news from Al Jazeera, and I'm here there saying that these guys are, you know, that they expose, you know, that they gave away troop movements. They did all these things, you know. And it's a state-run, media outlet from a country that doesn't allow women to vote and considers them as chattel. And you support that, you know? And but I didn't write.
They had a gutter, or however you pronounce it, or one of those.
Yeah, it could
spots.
Be gutter. I thought it was UAE.
One of those garden spots.
One of those garden anyway. Spots. You can look it up. Yeah. Anyway, but the bottom line on it is that they have these stories, and every one of the stories at the, you know, somehow makes it look like the United States is bad. Maybe it's not every story, but the one I started to watch, I just went, no. Yeah, no, don't need this. And they hired some, I think they hired some Americans to say, oh, we want to give this, you know, we want to show that, hey, we're out there, we're going to be truthful and all this. Here's another example of bundling. I would not spend a penny, would in fact probably give you a dollar not to have them on every day. So, but yet they are still on, and because they get money from this bundling concept. And, you know, Bob, I just, you know what, here it is. You pay X amount of dollars, you get X amount of channels. Of these 155 channels you get, or 200 channels you get for this basic price, I watch maybe four of that base, you know, of that group. What if I just said, well, you know what, I'll pay you $20 for these channels, and I just give them like the 10 or 15 I watch.
Yeah.
You know, why not? And then if you want a special ones like the outdoors, or you want the movie packages, okay, add that on there. But I don't want all the things they have there. I do not want them. Now, Linda may want a couple of shopping things. Mm-hmm. But both of us together don't watch any of the other ones anymore.
Well, for years, satellite companies resisted consumer. You know, they thumbed their noses at the consumers. Now, of course, in this internet age, companies like Sling TV and others are going, you know, we have smarter, savvier, and more thrifty folks subscribing to the services, so they are offering smaller, lighter, a la carte type bundles. But yeah, for years, the satellite companies said, this is what we're going to shove down your throats, take it or leave it.
Yeah. You know, like you got Apple TV, you've got Netflix. That's what we do now is Netflix. We just watch things on Netflix. You know, you either watch the games or you watch Netflix. Or I DVR some things. You know, there's certain things we DVR. But, you know, we watched all of Breaking Bad on Netflix.
My latest sinful pleasure is Hell on Wheels.
You know what? We haven't gotten to that because that's a lot of them. But we're watching this one now called Narcos. If you haven't seen Narcos before, do yourself a favor. It's a story of what's that guy's name out of Medellin?
Oh yeah.
Gosh, here I am. I've been watching it. Okay, I've been in a bit. You know, we've been kind of like binging a little bit on it. What is that guy's name that did the drug cartel down there? Okay, we'll look that up too. Look that one up. But the bottom line on this is just how these guys took out presidential candidates by putting bombs on planes, killing everybody, or they just assassinate them during a rally. We just go up and have somebody shoot them at a rally. Just the things they did, and the narco terrorists that they were running, and then the war against them because they were putting bounties on police and soldiers. So these guys are out there shooting police and soldiers. Well, then the police turned around and went, "Oh, really? We can do this." And then so it was a war of attrition, going after them more and more. I mean, so they're killing people on both sides. Escobar. His name was Pablo Escobar.
Hmm.
So, right?
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar. So, yeah. And how much money this guy made. He buried billions out in jungles and in the woods because they had so much money they couldn't spend it. I mean, they spent it on everything, but they could not spend all of it that was coming in. He was just a small town, a small time smuggler until some guy came to him out of Columbia and says, in out of another area, and says, "Hey, why don't we? Why don't I bring in some of this stuff? You can sell it for $10 a gram." He goes, and Escobar looks at him and he goes, $10 a gram? Here, I can sell it for $100 a gram in Miami." Well, as it turns out, he was right. And they talked about how they set up all the drug routes, but the fights that are going on, the number of people being killed, and I mean, this was, and it's a series. I mean, it's acting. It's not a documentary, because there are things about it, of course, that they, you know, juxtapose names and all those things. However, this kind of thing is, I mean, it kind of gets your attention. And so then you see, you have things like TNT and OWN and all these other type of networks. We don't ever watch. Don't ever watch them. Why should I have to pay for them? So I'm at the point maybe of making that decision, of seeing, I'm just thinking about how much can I cut back. Okay, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. This is all I want. What can you do for me? And then the other thing that people are starting to cut back on, and we'll talk about that. I mean, big time, because I try to ask when I get a large group of people, how many people have done this? And the answer is very surprising. It's 7:45 right now. Julian Winters is going to join us at 8 o'clock, and we're talking about politics and that. And we'll be right back after these messages. 52 degrees out there today. Expect a lot of rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to talk about, when we get back, things that people have done that might surprise you right here in our town.
They made up their minds, and they started packing.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm ready.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock this morning, Monday, January 18th. Hello, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number. Hey, you know what? A couple things we want to talk about. One, okay, what is it people are just giving up? Their home phones. They're just using cell phones. They're just saying, why should I pay for my home phone? I don't really use it. Boom, it's gone. And so they're using their cell phones for everything. And I thought, well, okay, that's interesting. Now, I keep – okay, Bob, why do you keep yours?
A couple of reasons. First of all, I have a – where I'm at, the only high-speed internet service is DSL, which requires a phone line. Second of all, I'm just a believer in the fact that cell phone towers fail. They get overloaded. Things happen. And call me paranoid, but there could be the potential of switching off the networks or jamming the networks intentionally through some form of malware or action. So I like having a good old-fashioned phone line. I have a very old-fashioned phone that doesn't, it's not wireless, that I can simply plug into the wall jack and dial for 911 or whatever. Because the telephone company has their own power supplies independent of the AC lines.
Okay. I keep mine because I'm really too lazy to turn it off. No, but that's the big thing. In case of, you know, in case you don't have cell phones, you will be able to have that. But I was just I'm just surprised, or more not surprised. I just find it interesting that more and more people are just are cutting off from that. And then that's of course the next big thing is they're cutting off from the cable channels, which are in, or, you know, the bundles. So they're in deep trouble there. And so it's either going to raise prices or got to find some way of getting you back in there to that. Now, movies. I already talked about the debate, right? We didn't know when it was. It was during halftime of one of the games.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, now, it, you know what? It, oh, yeah, that's right. Lose to somebody that couldn't spell government, and then, or in the last election, Hillary got kicked out by Obama, or lose to somebody that was at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Sanders, you know, because they're already starting to go after his age. Clinton's people are. They're starting to go after his age. And it's I just find it amusing that, you know, the Democrats are arguing about how much. No, I can spend more tax money than you can. No, I can spend more tax money than you can. I can keep that middle class down with my foot on their throat for a lot longer than you, Bernie. No. That's why I came up with a single-payer tax scheme. You know what? A lot more taxes. We can get more taxes from the individuals. I love it. All right, movies. 13 Hours came out.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did not. I'm going to go possibly the next weekend, and I know that Dr. Salas was very excited about the movie.
Oh, she's you know, well, she was there, and we're going to go this week because we got overcome by events this whole week. But 13 Hours. Of course, the CIA came out and denounced it by saying, you know what, they shouldn't have to. You know, they were heroic men there, but they didn't have to denounce the CIA, and you know, and that's not what happened. And then the book guy wrote the book and said, yeah, well, that's essentially what happened. They said when they were trying to get out of the compound, Bob, by the way, his name's Bob, the CIA guy, at least that's what they call him. Bob said, no, what he was trying to do was get some help from the 17th militia, 17th of June militia, who they were. These are the guys that were supposed to be guarding Stevenson. Of course, they weren't because he was already being, smoked at that point. And they wouldn't let these guys go for 20 minutes. So they finally left. And they acknowledged it. Okay, yeah, they left without permission, but we were trying to get help. All this time they were trying to get help, they could have had guys on the way there that are trained to do this. So did they intentionally keep them there to kill, so the Stevens could be killed? So because of the gun deals? No. That's not what was happening. It was they were there because they were inept. They were non-combat trained, which is true. And he was trying to do something, and instead of just letting them go, sending out your quick release, you know, your QRF, your quick relief force out, and then working the 17th militia that he just sat there and he just couldn't get anything. So people died. Anyway, they got there, rescued him, brought him back. And, it's, you know, of course, it's you know it came out fourth highest. I plan on seeing it because, frankly, I've read the book and I'd like to see the movie. And it doesn't get heavy into politics. It just makes a point of saying is that they were told to stand down while they were there. And I think it also makes the point was that it was not the video, as now Hillary and everybody says, okay, it wasn't the video. You know, we said that for 2 weeks. Okay, it wasn't the video. It was the fact. It was a complex executed attack on this embassy of buildings. It wasn't the embassy, but it was the annex of the embassy. And that the CIA was there, and in a separate annex, a block or so away, and with their guards, and who were there to act as a QRF. So I want to go see it. I'm going to go see it. Revenant. They're saying Leonardo DiCaprio could probably maybe actually get an Oscar out of this. Yet I'm reading reviews here that say they thought it was too violent, too long, and too slow. Oh, I just see all the I see all the spots for it. Of course, they take just the best spots out of. Have you ever been to a movie that you saw the trailers for and you said, this is going to be just an outstanding movie?
Oh, that's a fine art.
Oh, yeah. And then when you get there, you realize the only good parts of the movie were in the trailers. Everything else was horrible.
Back in days when Don LaFontaine did the world's greatest movie trailers in a world.
Don LaFontaine.
He was the voiceover guy of about every movie trailer for many, many years. He had that deep voice. In a world where monsters walk the earth. You know, he had that very distinctive voice, yes.
You know, remember this guy on the streets of Ohio that he had the best voice? They said he had a super radio voice, and he was out on the streets, and he says, you know, I have a God-given talent to be to be on radio. Well, this guy had been on radio for years and then fallen apart with drugs and who knows what else. They gave him a chance. This was like 4 or 5 years ago. They gave him a chance. He's got his own show now in Ohio. And they're saying he's doing fine. So, see, there's still hope, Bob, that after all this time and all those trials and tribulations that you had, that there's well, you know what? You're back on radio. You have your beard. You have that radio presence there. This week we are going to have, besides today, starting off today, and with Reading City Council. Then we're going to be going to tomorrow. We've got the gent that's running for the Senate. Since Barbara Boxer has retired, he's a Republican. He's up here in this general area. Wednesday, of course, the sheriff. Thursday will be Doug Wright, who's looking to make some kind of announcement on Wednesday, which might have something to do with running for office. Anyway, he'll be here Thursday, and then Friday will be Adam McElvain, who is also running for Reading City Council. We're going to get them all on. And at some point, KCNR will host each group for perhaps a debate if it looks like that's what's going to happen. I have not seen any Democrats running for the congressional district. Of course, Gregory Cheadle is running, and we'll have Gregory on too. To talk about what he would like to do if he was elected to the House of Representatives. So we got all those things that are coming up this week, along with a lot of other surprises of people that are walking in at all times and trying to figure out what that means. It's about, 2 minutes till 8 o'clock? 2 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. Bob, one more time real quick, the weather.
Rain over the next several days. We can see 8 to 10 inches of rain accumulation on the valley floor. Snow levels are quite a bit higher for this series of storms, but we do have wintry weather driving conditions in the upper reaches. Plus, the road to the coast still blocked. Highway 299
still blocked up there. Yeah, I was. You know, it was. We did have one vendor didn't show up that was up there and couldn't get through yesterday. It's about 1 minute until 8 o'clock. I want everybody to also remember is that even if people are not in combat right now off the coast of Hawaii, two CH-53 helicopters, the largest helicopters in the Marine inventory. The Sea Stallions. Both crashed. A loss of 12 Marines. They're still looking for them, but it's the third day. They think maybe they may have collided. They might have been doing. I think they're probably doing night ops, and sometimes those things happen. I'm not sure, though. But it is, you know, when something like this happens, it is just tragic. 12 souls that are out there in the water. Hopefully, that some of them came back. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Iran may have released several prisoners over the weekend, but no mention has been made of FBI agent Bob Levinson, who it is believed is still being held hostage by Tehran. His wife Christine spoke to CBS's This Morning.
We had been promised that when the other people were released, Bob would be with him, and he was not.
And that is just one of the reasons why administration critic and GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz says a deal with Iran sends all the wrong messages.
It is frankly an incentive for every bad actor on earth to go and kidnap an American. Because what we're telling the terrorists is, hey, if you capture an American, it's let's make a deal with the Obama administration.
And now there is word from Iraq that several Americans have been snatched off the streets of Baghdad. Susanna George has a report.
What we've heard from the U.S. Embassy here in Baghdad is that several Americans have gone missing in Iraq. This followed local media reports that three Americans had been kidnapped in the capital by Shia militias.
The U.S. financial markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but now that Iran has met the terms of its nuclear deal with Western powers, the world is aflutter with news of the ripple effects in the international markets. One, a 30-year low for the Russian ruble, pummeled by an influx of Iranian oil onto the market. In France, President François Hollande is declaring what he called a state of economic emergency for his country. He says it is simply time to redefine France's economic and social model. The Warsaw Stock Exchange's main index has fallen, and the local currency is losing now to major foreign currencies. That's a reaction to a ratings agency lowering Poland's debt rating. Union discontent growing in Greece against planned pension reform. Civil servants say they will join a strike by private sector workers next month in what will be the first general strike of the year in the financially struggling country. More of these stories from townhall.com.
You know, when we launched our campaign, the New York Times promptly opined, Cruz cannot win because the Washington elites despise him. I kind of thought that was the whole point of the campaign. If you think things are going great in Washington, that we need to keep going in the same direction, maybe just fiddle around the edges, then I ain't your guy. On the other hand, if you think Washington is fundamentally broken, that there is a bipartisan corruption of career politicians in both parties that get in bed with the lobbyists and grow and grow and grow government, and we need to take power out of Washington and back to we the people, that is what this campaign is all about.
Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Court records show the suspect in the fatal shooting of an Ohio police officer has a lengthy criminal record. In one case, tried to claim he was legally insane. Herschel Jones III is being held in connection with the slaying last night of Danville officer Thomas Cottrell. Cottrell's body was found behind the village's municipal building after a woman reported that Jones, her ex-boyfriend, had weapons and was looking to kill an officer. An Arctic air mass froze water pipes in Minnesota and led officials in Chicago to ask residents to check on neighbors as bitter cold conditions struck the upper Midwest. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac.
Temperatures this morning are well below zero. We have temperatures as low as 15 below zero in Minnesota. Temperatures 5 to 10 below zero across parts of the Dakotas. And for the high temperatures today, they are not going to get above zero in the Twin Cities. We expect a high temperature of zero. And we have single-digit temperatures expected in Green Bay with a high of 5.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A deal has been reached that would save New York's Central Park horse-drawn carriages from a threatened ban. We get more from correspondent Jeremy House.
City officials say the deal would cut the number of licensed horses from about 180 to just over half that number by the time a permanent home is built for them in Central Park. The horses currently live in private stables on Manhattan's west side. Animal rights advocates had fought to get the carriages banned entirely, and Mayor Bill de Blasio had pledged to ban the carriages. However, the effort failed amid public and political opposition.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The family of a man who was shot and killed by a University of Cincinnati police officer after he was pulled over for not having a front license plate has reached a $5.3 million settlement with the school. The deal gives the family of Samuel DeBose $4.85 million, and it promises free undergraduate tuition for his 12 children. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBob. Linda's got a little sabbatical going this morning, and it's 5 after 8 right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, weather, buddy.
And as we pull up the latest here, currently it is 51 degrees in Reading. Cloudy skies and rain several inches over the next several days. Could see some thunder showers off and on throughout the week. Daytime highs will be in the 50s, overnight lows in the 40s. And nasty weather as you head up high. Snow levels are well above 5,000 feet right now. Sunny skies should show up temporarily on Sunday, Monday, and then back into another rainy pattern next week. Right now, as I said, we're looking at about 50 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, their customers are warm friends. Senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned business at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. All right, you have The lines are full. Okay, let's go to Sally. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Happy rainy morning to you.
Yes. Tonight we have a doubleheader booked. We've got Tim Pappas coming in, who's teaching on the Constitution. He will be coming in, probably once or at least once or sometimes twice a month to teach us the Constitution. And then tonight we're expecting a special surprise guest, Duff Sundham, who is actually going to be on your program tomorrow also, isn't he?
He is. He's the Republican candidate for the United States Senate seat that Barbara Boxer held.
Yes. He's one of them. I think there's also several others. Tom DelVaccaro is also one that will be running on the Republican ticket.
I think there wasn't there another one, too, out of Southern California, a retired Marine or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that, too. It's not often we get people up here, you know, that running for a statewide office. So we're taking up the opportunity to have him, have our people meet him, and he'll be there at about 7:30. So come on out and meet him and ask him some questions.
Yeah, he'll be on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Okay, yes. This is out at Destiny Fellowship Church on South Bonneview.
Yes, 2570 South Bonneview Road, and we start at 6 o'clock sharp.
And besides listening to somebody who wants to run for Senator Tim Pappas is really good.
He's excellent.
Yeah, I liked him.
He was on the radio yesterday on Sovereign Minds.
He was. Well, we're going to try and have him back on our show. You know,
great
just
program.
Just, you know, Sovereign Minds, Jefferson State of Mind, We the People, you know, all of our shows on Saturdays, all locally produced, all local people here. You can learn a whole lot about what's going on in this community by listening to Saturday and Sunday radio. So thank you very much there, hon.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Now, yesterday at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, there were two things that were going to be given away. One was tickets to Disneyland, but the big one was a cruise a honeymoon cruise. And we have Don Shulman on, the owner of the show. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, buddy?
I'll tell you, one of the highlights of the show was our celebrity announcer for the fashion show, Linda Bott. Is that exciting?
Yeah, I tell you what, Linda is, you know, Linda, at this point, I hope is unconscious in the bed. She's been, it just caught up with her last night. So, but
I tell you what,
Don, what a great show. I already described them as warrior brides coming out yesterday in the rain, about 200 brides, plus all of their, you know, all of their fiancés and families and all this. It was a good show. I think everybody really enjoyed it.
Your description is accurate. It also was a 3-day holiday.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's true.
A lot of people. Anyway, I have two winners for us.
Okay.
Which one do you want to start with?
Well, I tell you what, let's just do the Disney tickets first, then do the the trip.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, a Lorraine Lori Hill from Palisadro won two-day passes to Disneyland.
Okay.
If anyone knows her, let her know, because apparently they work all night and it's set on a ticket. Please call after 6.
Okay. So Lorraine Hill from Palisadro. Lori Hill.
Yes.
All right.
Exciting.
Now, the grand prize winner who won the trip or the cruise from Avante is
Stacy Brown.
Stacy Brown. Stacy is now got, what is it, like a 4-day cruise or a 5-day cruise?
Oh, 7.
7-day cruise.
Oh, and it's exciting. Let's see if we can call her. What do you think, Carl?
Okay, we can give her a call. Let's try 262. Oh, I'm going to give the number.
You got it.
I've got the number right here. We will give her a call, see if she's there right now.
Because I want to see if Linda and you and my wife and I can go, too.
Yeah, on their honeymoon. I'm sure that would go over really big.
Another honeymoon. For us.
Yeah. Well,
I'll ask her.
Okay.
If we get her.
I don't know if we'll get her. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Some people are either at work or getting ready for work. Did we get a hold of her yet?
No
joy. Okay. We'll give her a call later on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, she won. I can call her later, too.
Yeah, I just give her a call. Tell her that not only does she win the 7-day cruise, she gets to take you along with her.
And you and Linda, too. I'll call her at 3 in the morning, so it's a great surprise to her.
Oh, it will be. Stacy Brown won the 7-day cruise. Don Shulman, you put on a great show. Thank you so much.
It was exciting. Thank you.
All right. All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. 7-day cruise. Hey, I'm here with Julie Winter.
Good to be here.
So if you win the city council, are you going to take a 7-day cruise before you start?
Oh, man, that's actually a good idea. I'll probably need it.
You probably need it because it'll be the last time anybody's nice to you. People come up, can I get you a drink? Oh, yes. Hey, would you like any other hors d'oeuvre? Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you know, people
be
really nice to you there. You go out and go, oh, gosh, it's really nice to be liked by so many people. And then the day you take office, half the people don't like you.
I know.
The other half don't know who you are. So, oh, gosh.
A great idea. I'll have to consider it.
Why would a woman as bright as you?
Oh, thanks, Carl.
Be running for city council?
Yeah, I've asked myself that question here for quite some time. You know, it was the furthest thing. I'll be honest with you, furthest thing from my mind back in 2010. I would never have thought of running for any kind of political office. I'm a medical practitioner, family nurse practitioner by training. I was challenged by 3 people near and dear to me to run for city council. I do serve on several leadership positions. I serve on a couple of boards. I'm a founding member of my local MP professional organization, serve on the board of Advanced Reading, and serve on CDAC, Community Development Advisory Committee as well. And so I'm a strategic thinker, just kind of look at just the way I think. I'm just challenged by people that, hey, you would be really good for city council. So I'm running because my main core reason, I'll be honest with you, is I'm a mom. I have 2 grown sons that are married, 3 grandchildren, another on the way. I'm really grieved by the fact that my oldest son lives in Portland. He and his wife would love to come back to Reading and raise a family here, but the economic opportunity isn't here. And I wonder about my grandchildren, my 3 lovely grandchildren. Will they have a future here? So, and I talk to lots of moms and dads that are grieved, but that their kids go away and don't come back. So I really want to create a community that's that has a vibrant economy. And then I'm moved by this, many of the social issues that we see out there today, and trying to come up with strategies. How do we change that? Like, what's the underlying problem? Why does our city suffer? And getting at that root problem. That's what I do every day when I treat patients. Get at the root problem.
Well, the there's a lot of things that that you said here that need to be done. So, but when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about some of the ideas you have. Because ordinary, you know, right now, you know, if you want to teach your kid to have a trade that's going to pay him a lot and good retirement, you tell him to go work for the government. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's in this town, you get more money. You get,
yeah, you're talking about the service sector. That's a big, one of the biggest employers in our community right now.
So yeah, city, county,
government, education,
feds,
medicine.
You know, there's this one woman that her name's Anita, and she talks about how she is somewhat more liberal than I am. I see her on Facebook, but she talks about how she, you know, she trained herself and she went to work for the I don't know, some kind of government, you know, some kind of. You know, government.
Government
job.
Agency. Mm-hmm.
She trained herself. She did well. She said, I didn't make as much money as I probably maybe could have. I don't know, you know, what she did. I don't know what she does. But she took, you know, did her time, got her retirement, got her health care. She's very happy with that. And, you know, from so the time she started working to the time she retired. I think there's something wrong when you've got a community, when you have a community that's making $40,000 a year for a family of four, maybe 45, are paying taxes and to people that are making $100,000 a year or more, that there's, you know, there's got to be a little bit more of a, you know, there's got to be a little more of a leveling here. And right. I want to talk to you about that.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business. Martin and his people voted best in the North State last year. For over 20 years of outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyotomi kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue on Facebook and RedingKia.com.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans? Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started. Yes.
All right.
Hi,
I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott, Bad Bob Belange, and Linda Bott in absence.
And a slow computer.
It was a slow
morning.
Computer this morning. You know what? It's had a tough weekend, too. 8:20 in the morning here on Monday, the 18th of January, 2016. I'm going to keep on pounding on that 2016 because, you know, sometimes we forget. 52 degrees out there going up to 52 degrees today. That means it's as good as it's going to get, except now we're going to have more rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, I want to talk to you a bit about the Lion King is back at the Reading School of the Arts. It's not back. It's first time. But it is. You know what? Costumes are just outstanding. These kids have really, really, really put on a great thing. Based on the 1994 Disney animated film, this is one of the longest-running musicals on Broadway. I happen to see that on Broadway, too, by the way, Lion King. Guy behind me coughed the whole time. It's one of the only schools in the whole area of California, in the whole state of California, that actually have permission to do this. It runs January 22nd through the 30th, four evening and two matinee performances. For tickets or more information, go to RSART, Reading School of the Arts, .org, or give them a call out there. It's going to be cool. I'm here with Julie Winter, who is running for city council, and told us why. You know, Julie, you said you want to, build the economy here.
We need to make a bigger pie.
And the thing about it is that the, you know, we always hear this thing: government can't build business. You know, it comes from the private sector, but what can the government do to assist that?
That's really a great question. I get asked that quite a bit. You're absolutely correct. Government doesn't create jobs. People create jobs. Companies create jobs when they have a freedom and when entrepreneurship level is high. But what government can do is talk to business leaders. They can find out what the barriers are, and in some cases they can remove barriers, and in some cases perhaps provide needed infrastructure. This is of tremendous interest to me. I've actually been interviewing business leaders. I've created a survey, and I'm asking business leaders in some of the identified sectors, you know, what will do well in Reading? What are some of the future? What are the jobs of the future here in our community? Where will they be going in the next 10 years? In California, it's estimated that 70% of all jobs in the next 10 years will be in STEM. So there's definitely a huge tech component that I believe Reading could be successful in. What are our assets? Our river, our downtown area, we need to maximize and utilize our assets. And the creative and talented people that are here, there isn't a rising level of entrepreneurs, startups, getting around those people, incubating that whole thing, which is some of what the Shasta Venture Hub is doing that the EDC has started. I think that's a great project. And other cities have done that very successfully, like Bend. So how do we, you know, get around them, find out what they need, and, you know, remove barriers?
Would you support a tax to bring a high-speed fixed cable in here that gives us that huge pipe that comes
the,
up?
The broadband. This is a big issue. I don't know that I would say I would support a tax at this point. I would like to know, is this what we really need? As I'm interviewing business leaders, I have a chunk of people that are saying, we absolutely need broadband. We need cheaper broadband. We do have some broadband, but it's expensive. So is it worthwhile as a city? I think we need to analyze that. It may be.
You might want to take a look at Chattanooga, Tennessee, mm-hmm. which has broadband. Mm-hmm. And they have things that we'll never have, like Volkswagen moving in there and Kubota tractor to, you know,
right.
to build plants.
Right.
But what they do have is the university there and a broadband. The thing about a broadband is that if we're talking about all the jobs, 70% of the jobs you say are going to be in STEM.
In STEM, yeah.
Then you need a broadband. Yep. You need right. a broadband, and you need to have it someplace that people can hook into it. If you're going to have, if you're going to have the companies from the Silicon Valley coming up here, not the companies themselves, but there's maybe part of the people that works for them, because we just had them on last week. Their main office is in San Francisco, mm-hmm. but they're working mm-hmm. out of here. 20 people.
Yeah,
I would think
that's
that.
Exciting.
I would think that if Redding, we can talk about our river, but if and 80,000 cars a day going by there, but if we're going to really get serious about this, we need to put something in there and let the world know we are serious. But it's going to cost them $6 million, Bob. I think that's what they said last time.
For broadband,
to bring it in. I think it's going down the freeway just to bring it over here and plunk it down someplace. So, about for infrastructure.
But $6 million in the scheme of things, and that provides jobs.
Nothing.
In the future for our community, it may very well be worthwhile.
I'm not for raising taxes, but I am for raising the ideas that hey, we're here ready to go. I mean, Grass Valley's got broadband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these are the jobs of the future, and almost all of them have a tech component.
What you said was interesting, but I hear other people say that. Well, we've got to do it. We've got to make it easier for this. Or do we have specifics here that you're talking about?
Well, I think there is been interesting as I've been interviewing business owners. I've been asking them, hey, what are the barriers? What do you see are the barriers in our city? What could the city do more of? What could the city do less of? And interestingly enough, what I hear from someone that at a hospital or someone with a tech agency, a tech business, or an entrepreneur is we need to tell our story better. Reading is not known well outside the area. If you ask people outside the area, when you ask them about Reading, they say it's a place that's hot or it's a place where I stop to get gas. But they don't think of this place as being a great place necessarily to start their business. We have not told our story well. We haven't branded ourselves well. We haven't marketed ourselves well. And that makes it difficult to recruit highly skilled workers. We need more physicians. If you talk to, I was talking to Cindy Gordon over at SRMC. It's like, we need more physicians. And part of the problem is recruiting to the area because Reading is unknown. Or Garrett Viggers over at Limelight Health. He needs some highly skilled workers, and he also needs some investment money. And the investors with the money are in the Bay Area in Silicon Valley, and they don't know Reading well. Why would you do your business in Reading? So I think as a city, us coming around to central vision and doing some branding and marketing would be very, 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 very helpful to be able to attract some of the highly skilled workers that we need. We need to target industries that are mobile, like the tech. We can't do all tech, but there's a good chunk of tech that we can do here. And also the entrepreneur and startup community that's starting here is pretty exciting.
I think it is, too. I think there's a lot of potential here, but we have to show them. I like the idea of a hub. I'd like to see us go out and advertise in a variety of universities that said for the top 20 ideas that we'll give them a place to be. We'll give them we'll incubate them. We'll give them offices. We'll give them electricity. We'll have mentors here for them and bring them in. The only thing they have to promise is that they keep their businesses here.
Yeah.
For at least 10 years.
Bend has done a great job. They have an annual conference, mentoring entrepreneurial conference that attracts lots and lots of people every year, and they offer awards to winners at that conference. And so maybe we look at doing that, really capture, one of our greatest assets are the people that come here. We have a lot of creative, talented people that come here, and we need to be able to gather around those assets. It's always easy to grow something that has momentum, utilize what you already have. We have a lot of natural beauty. The outdoor beauty that's here is incredible, and Bend has a similar history to that. And they actually capitalized on that to make sure that they had really good quality of life for their citizens, because many of these mobile tech people, they can live wherever they want, so why not choose Reading? Make it a beautiful place. Revitalizing our downtown, that's a piece there. More access to the river, more vendor access to the river. I would love to be able to sit down by the river and have a meal there. What can we do to increase access to the river where people can enjoy it more?
I'm going to ask you a question about unfunded liabilities, but I'm not going to wait. I'm going to wait till the next hour because you don't have enough time to answer it now before you have to take a break. Ever since I've been here, and I've been here for 8 years, everybody talks about developing the river down there, in an environmental sense where we could have something better than the San Antonio Riverwalk that they have, which is nothing really but a canal that water, flows through. And it comes down to the fact that the it's owned by
the Kutras family.
The Kutras family. And there's leases and everything that are going, you can't even buy places because leases are going to be up in 4 or 5 years. Is there going to be a plan from the city and the county to get together with the Kutras family and whoever else owns land here to try and put together a well thought out plan that ties everything together? How would you do that?
Yeah, I think we need to continue to reach out to the Kutras family and find out what they would like to do in that area. Obviously, that property is owned by them, and we need to respect that. But I have a sense that family as well would like to leave a legacy. They would like to do something well down there. So it's a matter of us continuing to reach out with them, coming up with a plan that we can all agree on that would just change actually the destiny of this city. I just there's just so much potential down there in that riverfront area that we need to grow for our city.
I think so. I mean, I just see so many great things down there that could happen.
Oh, it's just incredible.
I think that it's ridiculous that it's not. I mean, thousands and 80,000 plus cars a day,
yeah,
going past these exits. And we have one museum.
Yeah.
I mean, Redding's a great place and all that, but people don't know that. You're right.
Right.
It's a place to get gas or, oh, God, hey, man, is it always this hot? Julie Winter is our guest. When we come back, we're going to get into some things, other things that Julie, thinks that her priorities for this. But I'm going to ask her about also the unfunded liabilities problem that's facing us. And, and a couple others, too, that, safety issues and the police and the blueprint for safety. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. It is 8:31 in the morning here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine's, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:33 and a half in the morning, 52 degrees up there, going up to 52 degrees today. It might get a little bit warmer, but I doubt it. But it's going to be raining, deluges of rain splashing all over you. Bob, this is what Bob does. Bob puts on his harsh weather hat. It looks kind of like the Ancient Mariner that's out on the ship, you know, at sea. He's been lost for like 12 weeks. And he goes out to his house, and that's all he wears as he walks around his property with all that rain coming down on him. He's trying to toughen himself up for those days when he retires from here, and he and Brenda are going to be at sea. And that's the way he does it. So going out on plaster way out there, and you might see this. If you see a yellow Nor'wester hat out there, you might want to think you might be on that property where Bob's at. Do you know, you've taken this abuse for 7 years. I mean, don't just shake your head. I mean, it's not going to stop. All right? Okay, that's why you get those big bucks. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I'm going to be down there today. I tell you what, my hair is so shaggy, I look like I could be in a movie about shaggy dogs. I'm heading down there today. It's a veteran-owned business. It's the best barbershop in town. It's man's last stronghold. What else, other reason would you want to go there? Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the street from Subway. All right, we're here with Julie Winter. And Julie, Julie is a bright, intellectual a woman with priorities and get up and go and wants to use it in the city council.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could punch up, you know. And where for $600 a month, she gets abused by everybody. So let's talk about the unfunded liabilities.
Oh,
I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, and nobody seems to want to kind of talk about it. But I tell you, Kurt Starman sat right here, and he said, "Gary Cadd's absolutely right. We're going to be
is.
In trouble. We're going to be
Gary,
in trouble."
Gary Cadd's right on this issue.
Yeah,
yeah, we. You know, the chickens are going to come home to roost. We will have liabilities, and so far the courts are saying that we're responsible. So
we're responsible for these.
Yep,
and when
yep.
And they divest themselves of things that are making money, like coal and guns,
mm-hmm.
and we turn around, and yet we have to pay more. I think, what is it, 72, 73 cents out of every dollar is unfunded?
For unfunded liabilities.
Yeah.
So as we look at that, we should be really – I want to come back to my whole focus on jobs. We need jobs because that's where city revenue comes from. If we're going to pay these liabilities, we have to look at ways to, as we go into the future, to curtail liabilities, certainly as we work with the unions. But we really need to increase our income. We need a bigger pie if we're going to be able to pay for the liabilities. Otherwise, we're looking at cutting services or, you know, contracting out certain services just to make ends meet. That's what we will have to do. So, I
so
mean,
you're willing
that's
to look.
Reality.
You're willing to look at contracting.
I am. I am looking willing
time,
to look at
the
anything.
Time has come.
The time has come. I'm willing to. I'll say that. I won't say specifically which departments, but I'm willing to look at that. I was on the whole board that looked at contract. You know, the whole issue with the Civic. That was something that was running in the red, $700,000 in the red. The city was
Minimum of that. Yeah.
Yeah, the city was considering closing it, and I serve on the. I'll just be honest. I serve on the team of Bethel, the leadership team, and we use the Civic quite a bit. And I've been a resident of the city a long time. I love the Civic. I was grieved that we didn't even think about closing the Civic, and And Bethel needed it for space. And so I can remember laying in bed one night thinking, why don't we do that? Why don't we contract out, with create a 501(c)(3), contract that out with the city? And, of course, that, you know, there was quite a bit of pain and agony.
It was a huge change. It was a success.
It was. And it
saved
the city. It's thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box. Just because you've always done something one way doesn't mean we can't look at doing it another way. What are other cities doing to deal with this issue? We'll have to. That's the reality. We will have to pay. Well, so we need to come up with something.
Talk about thinking outside the box. Here's Billy Bob. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Good morning, Julie. Welcome to the fight.
Thank you.
Listen, I have to chirp in, as Carl knows. My emphasis is strictly the fact that this city is spinning itself into the dirt with its over top-heavy administrative costs with all this outrageous payroll, and we won't go into it, but the paper published the amounts that these people at the city of Reading are getting, and it's absolutely embarrassing, and it reminds you of Bell, California, and that sort of stuff. But again, my point to you is that there is only one way that we can dig more jobs out of this area. We ain't going to bring in no high-tech industry fast enough to save us. The only way we can do this is by creating a construction and a retirement-based community where we get these people out of the Bay Areas and Southern California and get them into the nice, cheap homes compared to what they're in now, and that the city of Reading is standing in the way with impact fees that are absolutely... I have lots of words to describe it, but number one, it is absolutely extortion on what the city is charging. You know that a single-family home costs $35,000 for the city of Reading to issue a simple piece of paper, and it's absolutely ludicrous, and until we get straight on this, and no one wants to handle it, because, oh, no, we've got reports, and we've got everything from down south, and commissions and everything else, and it says that we're right on the mark with our impact fees. Baloney. This has to stop, and until you do, none of these contractors, none of these tradesmen are going to have a job, and then we're going to keep spinning in our mire. So I'll let you guys go. Good luck on your campaign.
Thank you.
This is, you know, Billy Bob asks this for everybody. You know, it's construction, and it's going to bring, you know, right away. Construction of new homes and construction of businesses and the amount of money that permits are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're, you know, in some cases egregious. The battle that's going on out there with Senator Johannesson trying to put in that new a building
right
out there with over $1 million worth of fees. I think the city council was meeting on that, trying to come up with something that say, okay, maybe this, you know, we can make all this work.
Yeah,
I would hope.
I would hope so. Especially as we're looking at companies or industries that are bringing in jobs, I think we need to look at that. I'd be more than happy to look at that whole impact fee. I know that they had a group that reevaluated that, a citizens group back in 2012, and they came up with the fee structure as it is. But you think about what are the companies that are producing jobs? If you have a company that is coming in and wanting to build, and the impact fees are prohibitive, and they don't build anything, then we get no impact fees and we get no jobs. I mean, it's zero, zero. So you know, you got to weigh it up. How many jobs are they bringing in, and what is the impact on the economic impact on the community? And you know, perhaps in some situations we can provide concessions. And certainly construction actually is on the rise in the community, and there's a need for skilled tradesmen. Actually, many of our tradesmen left with the housing bubble burst. And so if you talk to people in the construction industry, I have many of them as patients. They are busy, and there's actually quite a bit of work
out there. Well, you also have the Builders Exchange is putting out a lot more classes.
And yeah, they are.
I'd love to have them find a way to work with the Shasta College.
I think
I know
so.
They're talking about.
Talking about
but
trades.
So they can get the VA in
mm-hmm.
here so that
mm-hmm.
The VA or the GI Bill can pay for the people to get a journeyman's license.
That's
out
a
here.
Great idea.
Let's talk about something that's near and dear to everybody's heart. It's public safety.
Yeah.
You know, Brent Weaver came in and he wanted to do something right away. He was kicked to the side of the road, and they put in this blueprint for safety.
Yeah.
And you know, 8-9 months later, it comes out after, you know, infighting, and it's in the front page of the paper. You know, Rob Paletti will tell you, Chief Paletti will tell you right now that it's, you know, the guy was smoking something. Not in all cases, but when he said, oh, no, you know, he had a completely wrong premise when he put this out. Now, of course, Rob would want to have, you know, if he says, if I had everything I ever wanted, which is impossible, but if I had everything I ever wanted, it would be this, you know, this picture
right.
of the future. But what we have now is a lady that was coming to one of the vendors yesterday, and this is a good example. She has her car in her garage. Somebody came in, stole her car out of the garage.
Wow, wow.
I
yeah.
said, did you leave your keys in there? She says, yeah, but my door's down. It was in my garage. You know, we have this, we have, we talk about the, and we're going to get into that in a second, but the crime here. Somebody said, yeah, the San Antonio Riverwalk, nobody can use it at night.
Mm, yeah.
How would you feel walking down the river trail at night?
Oh, man, I wouldn't go down to our river trail, even during the day, without I wouldn't go down to the river trail by myself. Yeah.
What are you going to do yeah. about public safety?
So public safety is huge, and it's important. I mean, that is one of the primary responsibilities of any government is to provide public safety.
Public safety and infrastructure.
And infrastructure, exactly. And public safety has a huge effect on economic development. I mean, that's what may keep a company from starting is their perception of public safety. So that's a huge issue. So we're dealing with a definite increase in property crimes, not so much the violent crimes, but there's a huge increase in crimes related to social issues. So you have – and it's complex. There's no easy answer to this. You know this, or we'd have accomplished it by now, because you've got AB 109. You've got decrease in mental health services. You've got substance abuse. So many of these people that we're seeing out on the street are mentally ill. They have a comorbid condition with substance abuse, and they don't have necessarily a skill set. So I think one of the values I see from the Matrix report is telling us, hey, we need to look at these societal issues in a comprehensive way. It's not the job of the police to be the social workers, and that's something Rob Paletti says as well. And yet they've been forced into that position because many of these people that they're picking up are mentally ill, they're substance abusing. So we need some community-wide strategies with the city and county collaborating to come up with solutions, and that's one thing that this Homeless Coalition project, I'm hoping that they are going to be able to come up with a strategic plan. And that, so far from what I've heard, they're in data collection mode right now, and they'd like to come up with a 10-year plan to end homelessness in our community. That's amazing. I really have to applaud that. It's been done in other communities, and so I think we need to look at community-wide. It's no one group that can fix the issue, and that's true with crime as well. We need to all get involved in that issue. With public safety, we all have a responsibility with that.
Okay. So would you support a tax for more police? Or for the tax would be more of a holistic approach? A tax increase that would provide more mental health professionals?
It depends on how the tax is written. I mean, we have to be careful with tax increases. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I think there are many people who would support a tax increase if it was specific for solutions that dealt with root problems. I'd be very supportive of that. It's certainly one of the reports with the Matrix has been the need from our community service officers and perhaps a sobering center. Those are some great things that I think would be helpful. And I would be interested in supporting a tax increase if it just depends. I have to see it. I can't say there's nothing written right now. So it depends on how it's written. Does it sunset? Is it forever? And is it specific? Will it keep them from cutting the police from the general fund? If they give them this money now,
yeah,
will they cut the fund?
Specific,
yeah, it needs to be very specific.
Okay. Okay. We're going to take a break. Our guest is, excuse me here. Our guest is Julie Winter, running for Reading City Council. I was just choking right then as I was swallowing. Julie Winter, who is running for Reading City Council and has just got, you know what, she's got a whole types of things out that she wants to do and how she's going to do it. And it's, I think that it looks like a plan to, she's going to be on a couple of times here to get it all out. But it's 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 18th of January. We're going to have to turn her loose a little bit early because she's actually got a job and needs to get there by 9 o'clock. So we'll be right back.
Well, maybe you meet when it's late Saturday night.
You are running your own business. You
already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, good morning. It is 10 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 18th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right here in town, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you start with Espresso Joe's and just great coffee and any type of coffee making or tea making equipment over there, loose coffee, everything. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Everything. They've got it all, and anything from loose tobacco to pipe tobacco to vapes to or e-cigarettes to everything. And then a walk-in humidor. That's, you know, I was just in there the other day inhaling the aroma. And all of this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, okay? Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Julie Winter, who is running for city council, and just, you know, I'm pummeling her a little bit. And but I'm, you know what, Julie, get used to it. It's going to get more and more.
Oh, it will.
And because as we get closer to that election, I'm going to be, you know, last year I wasn't quite specific enough. And this year I'm going to be very specific by asking very specific questions. And if I don't get a very specific answer, then I'm going to get more specific. And because people need to know. Last time we had people that said one thing or alluded to one thing and then voted the other way. So shame on me for getting fooled the first time. So, or shame on them for not telling the complete truth. We talked a little bit about the Second Amendment. We have a large community here, over 6,000 people, 7,000 now probably, that carry concealed. Do you, would you, would you consider or would you ever support any type of ban on carrying concealed carry on city property?
Well, first of all, I want to say I support the Second Amendment right. Although I don't have a concealed and carry weapon, I support the right of people to do that. I have many patients who come into the office and they have a weapon, and it doesn't bother me at all. I think that is certainly our right as Americans. I cannot, off the top of my head, think of a reason why we would ban concealed and carry on city property, unless there's something crazy that I'm not missing or some other liability issue. I think our citizens are managing their concealed and carry weapon permits just fine.
Okay. That's up to the sheriff. He seems to be doing okay with that. All right. Tell me your biggest priority. Okay, we know that economy is your big priority. Just because I know you have to leave in a couple minutes because you have a job.
Yes, I do.
So tell us, give me 2 minutes of Julie.
All right, great. So, you know, I am definitely moved by the social issues. We are all really concerned about public safety, crime issues. But if we're going to get to that, those issues are often revolve around long-term chronic dependency and homelessness. So if we are going to move and change that in our city, if we're going to find solutions and fund solutions for mental health or even public safety, we need jobs. That's the bottom line. We need to look at what we have, grow what we have, our assets, some of our most incredible assets are the people, the creative people that are here, our riverfront property, our downtown area, making the city a more livable, connected place. Connecting bike trails is huge. Many of the young entrepreneurs want to live close by where they work. And so, you know, looking at do we need to update our codes? How do we create a building, building and planning department that has a culture that's actually pro-business? And I am encouraged by Larry Vaupel, who's just now the new head of that department.
Seems like a really good attitude on this guy.
He does. I met with him. I really like him. I like his economic development piece, the background there.
Yeah.
And he's already digging in there and working on, he identifies that, on changing the culture. That's a huge, I see that as a huge barrier. I talk to many people who are really angry about that department. I haven't talked to the workers in that department, but at least the perception in our community is that we're not pro-business. And we have to change that story. We have to not only become pro-business, but we need to get the word out that we are pro-business, that we are open for business, that we want firms here, that we want construction to happen here. It needs to be in a smart way. It needs to be in a way that creates it has to be environmentally correct in a way. It needs to be create a culture, a city that's prosperous and that's livable, so that we attract some of these highly skilled workers, some of the tech workers that will.
Like they see a down. Wouldn't it be nice to have a downtown area? And Brent, Brent kind of did this.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5-2, by the way. But Brent kind of did this. Was when he built a couple of these places that has on the bottom has stores,
right?
And above it are apartments.
Yeah, that makes use.
And when you ask somebody from like Market Street Steakhouse, what's the first thing that you would do? And if mm-hmm. for downtown, he says I'd build a hotel that we could tell people to go to stay right in the middle of downtown. You know, it's nice, mm-hmm. people are mm-hmm. safe, and then they can walk around downtown.
Right.
and then have lights, have things going downtown,
right.
that attracts people in here,
right.
and then just push out mm-hmm. the element that makes it tough.
It's true. We need to have we need to be occupying that area. And then the others.
We need to put boots on the ground.
We do. We need boots on the ground. There's some beautiful historic buildings that you can't really even see unless you stand right up next to them and look up. So, Chico's done some amazing things with their downtown. I think having looking at ways to get people down there on a regular basis, I'd love to see a fairly semi-permanent farmer's market downtown. That would attract pedestrian traffic, people coming every day. And that's what you need. You need pedestrian traffic for businesses to succeed.
You do need to do that. And they need to be able to feel safe, and they'd like to
yep.
be able to walk around in the
right.
evenings and go to the theater and all that. We have got the Cascade, but it'd be kind of nice to have another little theater downtown.
It would, I agree.
Plays one music, just plays one yeah. show. But I mean, one movie, but it gets people downtown for
yeah,
something like
there's
that.
There's potential down there.
Yeah, there is. We just have to get there. Julie Winter, thank you so much for being
here. Thanks, Carl.
Running.
I enjoyed it.
Well, one of the things we want to do is we want to have everybody get to know the candidates. Please feel free to put this on your website because it's going to be on ours forever. forever. Anybody
Thanks,
can listen
Carl.
To it. And we want to have a debate with all of you all at one time. I think that would be a lot of fun. Okay. Thank you so much. And Julie's leaving because, like I said, and this is kind of cool. She's got a job.
See you later, Carl.
Goodbye. She's got patience. She's going to go take care of.
Hey, how about that? Hey, healthcare worker,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, no, what I'm saying about, you know, you got Brent Weaver's got a job there. I'm not sure about Kristen. I mean, I don't. I know she and her husband have a company. I'm not sure if how big a part she plays there. Of course, you know, Francie's retired, and I think Missy's retired. And there's nothing wrong with being retired. Don't mistake me. Or don't mistake what I'm saying here. And then Gary's retired. But I'm thinking, is that somebody that's buckling down? And, I like business owners, too, because they have to write the paychecks every
time. And it seems like no matter which direction you come from, you're going to take heat. There's accusations that somebody who does not currently work doesn't understand the plight of working people. And then someone will turn around and say, well, if you're working, how can you focus your full attention on the job of being on city council? You know,
well, you can be retired police chief and make buku money and sit there and get more money, and just that way you can focus on what's happening. Hey, everybody, it is almost 9 o'clock. It's Monday. I hope everybody's going to have a great day. Tomorrow, we're going to have the candidate for the United States Senate here with us on Political Week here at KCNR 1460. And then Wednesday, the sheriff, and then Thursday, with Doug Wright, who's going to probably make an announcement Wednesday on what he wants to do. And of course, Adam McElvain on Friday, who's also running for Reading City Council, and we're going to ask him a lot of the same questions we asked Julie today.
I saw a car full of Gregory Cheadle signs.
Gregory Cheadle the other day. Okay, let me say
perennial.
This. For the Kathy and Millie, there was Greg. You know, Congressman LaMalfa was there too, but there was Greg Cheadle. And going around getting photos. I mean, he a great guy. I like Greg Cheadle a lot. He's a stand-up kind of guy too.
You can hold good conversations with that guy.
You know what? You can. And I just completely ignore the fact that he's a lawyer because you know what, he got his degree later on. He's working and putting himself through law school, and I kind of like that. You know, yeah, I don't think he's got any $1 million worth of student debt there.
That's a good thing.
Okay, that's what we've got going tomorrow, and along with a bunch of other things. I think Turtle Bay's coming in tomorrow too, so we can talk to them about what's going on out there. Just a lot of things happening. So everybody out there, you have a great day. Be careful out there in the rain, and remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can. And this is KCNR Shasta Radio.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. According to the Evangelical Christian Vote, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump speaking today at Virginia's Liberty University, telling members of his audience what they want to hear.
We're going to protect Christianity, and I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct, or we're going to protect it. You know?
Meanwhile, Trump is keeping up his verbal attack on his closest rival for the GOP presidential nomination, Senator Ted Cruz. What does it mean to be pro-life? Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie talking about what it means to him.
See, I think if we want our pro-life movement to be bigger and broader, we need to be talking about being pro-life for the whole life. The whole life, not just the 9 months in the womb.
Christie says that means helping those of any age whose lives are jeopardized by drug abuse or other bad choices. Christie says that's why he is promoting criminal justice reform. While cheering the relief,